for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Establish a quorum.
Don Brainerd, present.
Norm McClellan, present.
Russ Smith, present.
Lori Funny, present. And Doug Board is still in ICU, so I would like to send him our prayers and best wishes. Do we have any added agenda items? Did you want to add something, Doug?
No.
How about over there?
We do not have any. Do we want to add that time?
Oh, yeah. We were talking briefly about time, making the time always at 5:30. So we can talk about that.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Public comments. Okay. Did everybody get a chance to look at the minutes from September? I have a motion.
I move we accept the minute.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it's unanimous. All right, moving right on. Number 7. I don't know if that's you or Corey or.
I'm gonna pass it to Tammy on this one.
Okay. Yeah. So we just wanted to give you a heads up of an active application we have that has been submitted, and. Because it is a specific application on a specific site, for a single site, it's considered a quasi-judicial process. And so I want to talk about that process a little bit. Because of the way that process is outlined by state law, we can't talk about any substantive background behind it, but I want to give you the heads up that it is in. Know that we have an application for this parcel east of the Little Deschutes Lodge for a comprehensive plan change and a zone change. Right now it's comprehensive plan, a designation as public facilities and park, same as for the zone. So the request is to change the parcel to CMX, commercial mixed use for that lot. And we haven't started our staff review significantly yet at this point, but we will have a staff report that goes through that thoroughly. The hearing is scheduled for November 9th. Here at Public Planning Commission. And the general process is that for the quasi-judicial, we will have a hearing at the Planning Commission. Because it is a comp plan and zoning change request, that recommendation, the Planning Commission's decision will have to be adopted by ordinance at Council. There will not be another hearing at Council unless they call it up for hearing. But that is the general process, that it goes to Planning Commission for the hearing, you make a decision, and then it goes to Council for their adoption by ordinance. So again, we can't talk about substantive details about it right now for the reason that everything in a quasi-judicial process, everything has to be decided on what's in the record. And so everything that is discussed that night is the basis of your decision. So it's very important, and it's one of the reasons we want to have this meeting too, is just to talk about the process. I know we've talked about quasi-judicial in the past, but just to reiterate again, that at that hearing we will have to, we have a script to read off of, and basically I will state that that everything is confined to what's on the record, so whatever is discussed that night. Each commissioner has to declare ex parte contacts, so if you've had any discussion with the property owner or the applicant about the project, you have to disclose that so the public knows that you've had those conversations and so everybody else is privy to the same information that you are. It doesn't make you not be able to make a decision. You don't have to remove yourself from that vote, but everybody has to be aware of the same information. The same goes, similar goes for the public, that if they're going to make a comment at the hearing, that they want to be an appealable comment down the road, it really needs to be tied to the substantive documentation. So they can't come and say, I don't think that, that use should really go there. We can't do anything with that. So as staff, we can't respond to that because it's not really tied to the criteria. So it's always important for me in that script up front to make sure the audience knows that if they're commenting, they really need to be commenting on what's in the staff report and the findings and the criteria, because the decision you all are making are based on specific criteria. And the only way you have to gauge of whether you can make that decision or not is if they comment on that criteria. So it's a different process than, say, the legislative processes, and that was really all we want to talk about tonight is to tie it to that and let you know that even in advance, because it, you know, it is a big parcel, it's a big zone change, that if there are discussions you have, one, I would just try to refrain from them over the next, it's probably only 2-3 weeks at this point. But if you do have some, you need to disclose them at that time. Site visits are acceptable. It's probably safe to declare a site visit, but it's sometimes it's not really considered ex parte contact, but it's safe to declare it. But you're free to certainly make a site visit. And I think Doug asked at one point, what if we drive by that site all the time? Completely fine. It's nothing to be worried about, but it's just good to be aware of it.
If I don't think there's more than 2 or 3 days go by, but what somebody jumps me and asks me, well, I heard this was going to happen, what's going to happen?
Right.
And is that considered part of what you're talking about?
If somebody came up to you and said, hey, here's some information I know about this site, and I hear this application's coming, I'd like you to know more information, here's what I know, and they tell you, you would need to let everybody know at the Planning Commission hearing that, you know, somebody did approach me and this is what they told me. Or at that point, even I would even say at that point, because I'm on the Planning Commission and I have to hear this in a few weeks, I would prefer that you come to the Planning Commission meeting and present public testimony so everybody can hear the same information. We always have to try and keep everybody on a level playing field, which is difficult in a small town where, you know, we know everybody and everybody knows what we're doing and everybody wants to talk to you, and it is a fine line to walk. But just wanted to be aware of.
I had a couple questions on it. Now, we are actually this hearing is about changing the status of that land. Isn't the project itself?
This hearing will not be about the project itself. No.
Okay.
So there will be future applications that come as a result. So I'll use St. Charles as an example. So St. Charles, we had the first application we had for them was a comp plan and zone change, very similar process. So the findings that I bring forward on something like that they're pretty comprehensive. They have to go through all the comprehensive plan goals, the statewide planning goals. How does this change address that? How is it for the better? Are there any impacts? So we would step through all of those at the hearing. And it'll be fairly lengthy without trying to bore you to tears with 36 pages of reading. I won't do that. But then the next process that St. Charles went through, which I suspect would be similar on a project like this, would be a petition. We've not seen documentation of that. We don't have any applications, but I suspect with this development it would look something like that. And then after a partition, we would see a site plan. The partition and site plan are reviewed in-house, administratively by staff, unless there was some major issue or challenging or controversial issue with it that would need to come to a hearing level. But if it's just a matter of applying the criteria and setbacks and things like that, we can do it administratively. So not knowing what applications are coming down the pike for them, what they look like, Planning Commission may only see the comp plan and zone change. Of course, they're always available for you to, once the applications are in, they're always available for you to come in and look at and comment on. Which is why we've started a practice that Ashley has been very diligent and busy on pretty regularly, is whenever we get an application in, we send out those notices to you all to know what applications are in, so that we're not bugging you every time we get one. But if there's something that is of interest, you can make sure to check in with Ashley, and she has all the files on those.
And I'd add one thing to that really quickly, is that with the St. Charles comp plan and rezone application, they were here as the proponent and an applicant making their pitch. We knew what the project was for, and
right.
And similarly on November 9th, the applicant will be here to make their pitch and talk about the project and many of the details. So you'll know. We're just alluding to it tonight, but you will know on November 9th who the applicant is and what they're planning to do, and it really isn't a surprise to anyone at this point.
And I think everybody knows probably who the applicant is, and that's public record because the application is submitted. So it's, the applicant is Housing Works, and the property owners, Deschutes County. So that's...
Well, I know being part of the comp plan and developing the comp plan, you know, we had to have certain percentages of everything, and we're so far, you know, we have way extra in those areas, so I don't, you know, I don't see that as a problem either. I wanted to ask you, that's still the case, right?
Yes, and that's where the staff report and findings will dig into some of those things and address those kinds of questions and comments.
And on the 9th, at the next planning commission meeting, Tammy's really good about stepping through those findings, and you'll likely have...
We'll highlight the most important ones.
Other than the 30 pages of findings.
We'll have the plan ahead of time, so we can look at it at home and then come in, and you will tell us what you're highlighting and the important points. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Yeah, the staff report has to be available 1 week in advance of the hearing, so it should be ample time for anybody to review if they want to. Certainly, it'll be in your packets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions on that? All right, moving on, the meetings for upcoming city events and November planning commission meeting dates, November, December.
Yeah, I'll be pretty quick on this. I just wanted to, if you haven't heard already, the city, we're hosting an open house. It's not here, it's at the Levine Community Center over at the Park and Rec District building, the biggest building in town we can find. And that will be on November 15th. It's a Tuesday evening. Doors will open at 5:30, and it's on our water and wastewater improvements and expansion project. So we have been working, the city's been contracting with Anderson Perry to put together funding applications, look at, for better or for worse way to put it, kind of the pro forma of this much in grants, this much in loans, this much from the city. So we have more information in terms of how much this will cost ratepayers. And that's really important, not only for folks who are going to be hooking up to the system in Cagle and Glenwood, but for existing ratepayers too, because they too will pay for some of the improvements and expansion of the system. So Ashley and staff have been working hard on putting together informational flyers, mailers, getting the word out. We've got the building booked. We're working on presentations. Tammy hopefully will be there. Anderson Perry will be there. I'll be there. Jake Obrist, our public works manager, will be there. Rick Allen might make a cameo appearance. Who knows? It should be a good time. So doors open at 5:30, 5:30 to 7. I don't know if we'll get 100 people. I don't know if we'll get 300 people. We will see. We had one of these similarly to this back, I think, in February, beginning of this year, at the Roslyn Library, elementary school library, and we had a full house. And we had just mailed Cable and Glenwood at that point. So we'll see how it goes. I think we're prepared, and we've got good news to share, I think, for the most part. So I just want to remind everyone of that date and time.
Okay.
And then, is there any questions on that at this time? Okay. And then November 9th, as we've already talked about, that's what we've scheduled for the public hearing, the Planning Commission meeting. Next month, we will have that at 5:30. Did I hear that that's a better time for folks? Okay. I will schedule that for 5:30, November 9th. That's a Wednesday. And then just looking ahead, I know we can talk about this at the end of the meeting on the 9th as well, but just looking ahead to December, you know, with the holidays, we're likely going to have our council meeting on the 14th. So instead of having a planning commission meeting on the 21st, I don't think people probably would not like that, including staff. I'm going to kind of volunteer and put out and say December 7th. It's the first Wednesday of December. And we can talk about this in November, find out what would be on the agenda, keep you informed if it makes the most sense to have a meeting or not. We don't know yet right now, but kind of placeholder for December 7th at 5:30. So
make that 5:30 also.
As far as everyone is good, if the planning commission would like 5:30 instead, I don't see
how about you,
Russ?
Fine with me.
Okay.
Does that work?
That was fine with me.
Okay. Yeah.
From now on, we'll just have it at 5:30.
Vote on that and all the rest of that good stuff. Make it efficient.
Yeah.
For the time, I don't think so. No, I think we're more open. I think we're flexible on that. my understanding.
We need to change the newspaper and all the websites and everything to make sure that it's changed there.
We had it for 6 tonight.
On the website? Okay.
On the paper.
Everything.
Yeah, on the paper.
Oh, the paper, they just have it set where
the bulletin
just
had it
printed all the usual times. And so, yeah, we'll work on making sure that's all current and up to date.
I don't even know if the paper's changed on the new appointee to the council.
So that's about all I had for that agenda item, unless there's any other questions on any of those meeting dates or any of that, but just some housekeeping.
And we discussed the 5:30, so we'll go on to staff comments.
I don't have any other comments. We had a couple pre-development meetings. Obviously construction season's starting to kind of wind down, so we're seeing that fade a little bit, but we're already seeing applicants who are interested in breaking ground next spring, summer. So we'll see, but I have a feeling that, for the foreseeable future, things will probably stay pretty steady with planning applications. A lot of them are smaller in terms of, lot line adjustments and partitions, but some bigger ones, too, that require other planning commission decisions. So, pretty steady on that front. I think that's about all I have to share. And always open to, calls or questions on anything, whether you're stopping by or calling me at City Hall. So just want to put that out there.
Tammy?
Anything else?
About you? Okay. Any
prior notices that we send you guys, if you want to come in and look at those, don't ever be afraid to just come in. It takes me 1 minute to pull them out of the cabinet. Russ did it just a couple weeks ago. And it's 1 minute, you just spread it out on the desk in there and take a look at it. So
because you had to walk around.
It was 2 minutes because I had to go around, but just come in and look at them. I would just highly recommend it if you have any questions whatsoever. And that's it.
About you, Russ, you got any comments? Barn?
Nope. Yep.
Sean?
Last night I gave Jake a problem with the water. Do you know if he checked it or not?
I wouldn't know.
Pardon?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe Corey might know.
I don't know if Jake looked into it today or not. I know he was running around he wasn't in the office all that much today, so I don't know.
Okay, I don't really have anything, so.
I'll add one more thing, I'm sorry, Gloria. I missed my one little note. I do want to say that on November 16th at the council meeting, we're going to have a work session at 5 o'clock, and we'll have John Gielarducci and his consulting firm, it's FCS Group. They are who we've been working with on our system development charge methodology change. So he's coming back proposing the latest methodology to the council at that work session. We'll likely have COBA here, Central Oregon Builders Association, to talk and work through that methodology and have the report ready. And then depending on how that meeting goes, very likely in January or February, early next year, the council could be adopting our new SDC methodology, which is all based on how much does it cost for us to build the infrastructure that growth will require here for water and wastewater services in the city of Lapine. So that's planning related, kind of indirectly, yes. Kind of public works as well.
What date was that?
That's on November 16th.
At what time?
That'll be at 5 o'clock. We'll have a work session at 5 and then a regular session at 6.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you all know about that.
Because that would be a good one, I would think, for the planning commission.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting topic for sure.
Okay. Well, if that's it, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I vote to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
It's adjourned.
Thanks, everybody. Quick meeting.
Oh, he had a heart attack.